New York City is requiring vaccinations for indoor events like, say, I don't know, intersex wrestling with the governor, which seems to be something that there was a lot of over the past couple of years. And Joe Biden having to reach out to minorities as they drift away from the Dems. What's that all about?
It's all about Alabama, Hollywood, rock and roll, eating good, sports in the deep south,
news from the White House,
indiscretion,
big stupid questions,
and all things extracurricular.
Listening to Richard Dixon
on Birmingham's Real Talk 99.5.
Yeah, I gotta love it. Every single question or comment that has been made about Andrew Cuomo and the sexual harassment claims, he's always been like, "Well, we're gonna wait until the Attorney General finishes his investigation." So she. We'll wait until the Attorney General. The Attorney General's investigation. We're going to see what happens. Then the Attorney General's investigation comes out. It's 168 pages of saying Andrew Cuomo fondled and kissed a lot of women against their consent. And now he's like, I have a response to that. Oh, for all this time, you've been like, well, we're going to wait for that to come out. Oh, that didn't turn out good for me at all. I don't know why I thought this was going to be better. I really didn't anticipate that this. So we'll be hearing from Andrew Cuomo on this. I guarantee it is going to be defiant. It's not going to be a mea culpa. Look, Andrew Cuomo is a political animal, and he has figured out something that a huge number of people have not. A huge number of people have not. Donald Trump figured it out intuitively early on, and there have been a handful of others. Some of them on this radio station, Ben Shapiro, for instance, Mark Levin, a perfect example of people who understand that if you show weakness, if you apologize, you do the mea culpa, I'm so sorry I hurt your feelings, oh my God, I feel terrible about all this, they smell blood in the water and they attack. And there is zero chance of you getting out from under it. So don't apologize. That's what it comes down to. They literally have created a world where nobody should ever apologize for anything, because if you do apologize, all they're going to do is double down on you. Look at Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen had a stupid online feud with a girl whose entire claim to fame is that she was married to a guy who was like 35 years her senior. Courtney Stodden had absolutely no, I don't know what you'd call it, redeeming qualities in terms of entertainment or art or anything. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Zip. Nada. And Chrissy Teigen, not that Chrissy Teigen is some great chicks. I mean, she's a model, obviously, and I kind of like some of her cooking blogs. I'm not going to lie to you. But she would, you know, send messages to Courtney Stodden over Twitter going, kill yourself. Why don't you just kill yourself? You're a terrible person, whatever. And then when it was discovered years later during cancel culture, it was like, Chrissy Teigen said all these mean things. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I feel bad. And I just really understand how bad it is. Oh, she's showing weakness. Pile on, everybody. And that was it for Chrissy Teigen. The correct response to that is, yes, I told Courtney Stodden to kill herself. Did she? She didn't? Damn it. I wish she had. You know, that's the correct response to that. That's, you just come back and go, yeah, I hate her. I think she's a terrible person. I think she has no redeeming social qualities. And that's why I said that. And I'm going to keep saying it. I'm still saying it now. You want to be mean? You want to be mad about it? Go ahead. Be mean. Be mad. Once you put up that front, which is what we're getting right now from it. Oh, let's give a listen to what Andrew Cuomo has to say here, shall we?
Story resonated deeply with me. I had heard the same story before, with the same ugliness, the same injustice, the same damage. Not only had I heard the story before, I had lived with the story before. My own family member is a survivor of sexual assault in high school. I have watched her live and suffer with the trauma. I would do anything to make it go away for her. But it never really goes away. I spent countless days and nights working through these issues with her and therapists and counselors. I'm governor of the state of New York, but I felt powerless to help and felt that I had failed her. I couldn't take the pain away. I still can't.
This is the I'm trying to
and
play victim part
woman
now. Here we go.
Brought it all back. She's about the same age. I thought I had learned a lot about the issue from my family's experience. I thought I could help her work through a difficult time. I did ask her questions I don't normally ask people. I did ask her how she was doing and how she was feeling. And I did ask questions to try to see if she had positive support of dating relationships. I know too well the manifestations of sexual assault trauma and the damage that it can do in the aftermath. I was trying to make sure she was working her way through it the best she could. I thought I had learned enough and had enough personal experience to help her. But I was wrong. I have heard Charlotte and her lawyer, and I understand what they are saying. But they read into comments that I made and draw inferences that I never meant. They ascribe motives I never had. And simply put, they heard things that I just didn't say. Charlotte, I want you to know that I am truly and deeply sorry. I brought my personal experience into the workplace, and I shouldn't have done that. I was trying to help. Obviously, I didn't. I am even more sorry that I further complicated the situation.
Here's his story. It's a misunderstanding.
My goal was the exact opposite.
You're stupid. You misunderstood me.
I wish nothing but good for you.
Good luck with that.
And for all survivors of sexual assault. There is another complaint I want to address from a woman in my office who said that I groped her in my home office. Let me be clear. That never happened. She wants anonymity, and I respect that. So I am limited by what I can say. But her lawyer has suggested that she will file a legal claim for damages. That will be decided in a court of law. Trial by newspaper or biased reviews are not the way to find the facts in this matter. I welcome the opportunity for a full and fair review before a judge and a jury, because this just did not happen. Other complainants raised against me questions that have sought to unfairly characterize and weaponize everyday interactions that I've had with any number of New Yorkers. The New York Times,
all of them in my office,
the front page picture of me touching a woman's face at a wedding and then kissing her on the cheek. That is not front page news.
No, it is when it's you.
I've been making the same gesture in public all my life.
Yeah.
I actually learned it from my mother and from my father.
All right, you can get rid of this. Just dump it. Okay. So here's the tack that he's taking. And it is defiant to a certain degree. First it was all, wait until the Attorney General's report comes out. Wait until the Attorney General is doing an investigation. The Attorney General will have an investigation. And when the investigation is complete, there will be a report. Wait until that report comes out. Oh, you've seen the report? Ignore it. It's all wrong. I don't understand what she was talking. I was saying some things and she just misunderstood them and her attorneys misunderstood them. Everybody misunderstood everything I've ever done. You know who this reminds me of? Every abusive husband ever. Every abusive husband, and I don't mean necessarily physically abusive. I mean emotionally abusive, and there are plenty of them. Every emotionally abusive husband ever, oh, you just misunderstood me. I wasn't calling you stupid. Well, you're calling me stupid now by telling me that I didn't understand. I was in the situation. Think about this. All these women were in this situation. Every one of them, some of them multiple times when it comes to this report, where they were touched inappropriately. They were kissed inappropriately. Inappropriate language and conversation took place. And especially in the case of the very first accuser, it happened multiple times. And Cuomo's entire defense is, well, they misunderstood me. They just heard things that didn't happen, and they experienced things that didn't take place. I mean, I was just being friendly. I was just, that's just a normal thing that I do all the time. It's pretty common for me to, you know, kiss somebody on the cheek without asking them. Without, you know, oh, yeah, okay.
Apparently we missed a slideshow of him doing the kisses.
Actually, there's some. I was watching it up on one of these, one of these monitors right here where he's kissing a lot of people. Look at all this. There's all these different people that I kiss people on the forehead. I kiss people on the cheek. It's unreasonable. Yeah. So basically what you're saying to all these women, your feelings are wrong. You misunderstood the feelings. That's you. You may have felt like you were being put upon, like you were being manhandled or fondled or touched in some way, but you were wrong, and you're stupid for thinking that. Now, that's the unspoken part, is that you're stupid for thinking that, which is, like I said, every emotionally abusive man ever. You completely misunderstood me. You're way off. No, that's not really. These women aren't stupid. And while I'm not a big fan of where there's smoke, there's fire, because that's not necessarily true, as we saw with the whole Russia collusion hoax, people were like, there's so much smoke, there's got to be fire. And then when we got there, it was just like a smoke bomb. It was a tiny little smoke bomb that had been purchased at a buy one, get one free deal at Crazy Bill's Fireworks. There was nothing, you know? So I'm not really a big fan of the where there's smoke, there's fire concept. But I will say that when you have as many people accuse a man of sexual advances, unwanted sexual advances, touching, kissing, as have made claims against Andrew Cuomo, I'm inclined to believe, yeah, there's probably some truth to this. There's probably a little truth to this.